on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And a story that will have seismic consequences is that it appears two things. One, among insiders, including Republican lawyers, they are increasingly concerned that Trump will be indicted. That means Trump is increasingly concerned that he will be indicted. And number two, he is more than strongly considering entering the presidential race before the midterms in November, possibly this summer, possibly this month or next month. Let's unpack that. That's a very, very, it'll have important consequences. I want to talk about that. Why are they afraid that he will be indicted? For two reasons. One, in Fulton County in Atlanta, the DA, the grand jury put together by the DA has now subpoenaed Lindsey Graham and Rudy Giuliani and John Eastman, the lawyer. Giuliani and Eastman were the architects of the so-called Green Bay sweep, where they were going to have Pence not accept the certifications and then turn it back to the legislatures and keep Trump in office. And Lindsey Graham is one of the people, you know, in medieval Europe, you'd occasionally have a courtier who was so sneaky and weird that he would go back and forth among factions until he ended up on the gallows. This guy was pro-McCain and anti-Trump. Then he was anti-McCain and pro-Trump. Then he was anti-Trump. Then he was pro-Trump again. Then he was anti-Trump. Then he was pro-Trump. And somehow he gets away with it. Well, in one of his pro-Trump iterations, Lindsey Graham apparently called Raffensperger in Atlanta, the Secretary of State, and say, you better come up with more than 11,000 more votes. You know, that's part of the extortion. You know, Raffensperger had a lot of guts. He is a good Democratic opponent, so I'm not for Raffensperger, although I was in the primary, because he had a Trump type against him in the primary. But Raffensperger, remember, he gets a call from the president saying, you better come up with 11,500 some odd votes, or you may be criminally charged. And then he gets a call from Lindsey Graham, basically saying, come up with those same votes. Now, you know, one thing he could have said, hey, Lindsey Graham, this is Georgia, Lindsey Graham, you're from South Carolina, who the hell are you? Well, he didn't say that, but he could have said that. But Lindsey Graham's been a subpoena. And then Eastman is the architect of this scam. So there's some fear that he'll be indicted for that, for extortion, which he should be, because if that happened with organized crime, with drug cartel or anything else, you call a guy up and say, do something illegal, or we'll criminally prosecute you, or we'll hurt you. That's classic extortion. That's a classic felony. It's always prosecuted. But the other one is after Cassidy Hutchinson. It's clear how much Trump knew. He was warned. He knew his people were armed. He said, take away the magnometers, which are the metal detectors. They said, but sir, then they'll come there armed. Well, they're not here to hurt me. And let's go up to the Capitol. Well, if they're not there to hurt him, who are they there to hurt? You don't carry an AR-15, brass knuckles, knives, guns, spears. They took poles and put spearheads on them. Not to use them. Who are you going to use them against? There are only two kinds of folks up in the Capitol, police officers and legislators. And this was an armed insurrection dictated by him. And he did everything he could to go along with them. He can be indicted for that. And the equation that people have been juggling is this. It's obvious that he can be indicted for it. It's obvious that he could be convicted. In a democracy, if a presidential candidate is beaten, do you have the incoming president and his Justice Department prosecute the outgoing guy? That happens in Africa. It happens in Islamic countries. It happens in communist countries. It happens in criminal countries like Russia. That's where it happens. And the thought is, well, it shouldn't happen here because a lot of people don't pay attention to all the nuances of the news the way we all do. And they go, well, that would be wrong and it would start a civil war. On the other hand, if you don't prosecute it, why won't it happen again? Trump runs in 2024 and he loses. Why doesn't he do it again? Why doesn't DeSantis do it when he loses in 2024? Why should we continue with this? And increasingly, people are coming down, including some Republicans, saying you got to prosecute him. This is not somebody in Africa or the Middle East or Asia doing it. This is blatant criminal conduct. Blatant criminal conduct. The problem for the Republican Party is this growing feeling that if he does it now, it'll affect the midterms in 2022. They want him to wait till January. And he's afraid he may get indicted before that. And he wants to preemptively do it because if he's also a candidate now, not just the former president, his belief and some people's belief is that makes it extra hard to indict him. I come down this way. I don't care about the nuances of strategy and tactics. I do not care about the impact one way or the other on elections. You've got to take a stand the way Liz Cheney took a stand, Adam Kinzinger took a stand, Cassidy Hutchinson took a stand, and they're all Republicans. How about everybody else joining them and taking a stand and saying, yeah, we are going to indict this guy, and we're just going to explain to the QAnon types in the fringe, stand down, get out of here, and the rest of them, this guy committed felonies. Going to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Mark from the SAC.
Yeah, you more or less took the words out of my mouth. It doesn't matter if he's a candidate or not. I mean, a guy could say he could shoot somebody and then say, well, I'm running for office, so you can't. And Trump even said he could shoot somebody and not get indicted for it or he could charge for it. I mean, it's ridiculous that a man could use running for political office as an excuse not to face the consequences. I mean, it is just, when are these guys going to face the consequences? Like this crap of that we're going to pay for the legal fines for Gabelman. Gabelman commits a crime and we pay for the fines rather than he himself pay for the fines. If it was an ordinary state employee doing something like that, it committed a crime, says, well, I was a state employee at the time I committed this crime, so it is just, and the contempt for the judge is aside from the whole thing for his investigation. I mean, his contempt for that judge has nothing to do with the investigation that he's undergoing right now. So nuts to that the judge should just say, nope, the state is not going to pay for this fine, Mr. Gabelman. You're going to pay for it. You're the one that's going to end up in jail. I mean, if the state's going to pay the fine, then the judge should just say, well, in order to punish you, Mr. Gabelman, you're going to spend time in jail. In addition to, I hope, the sanctions that the profession takes out against him.
Yeah, you're making excellent points. And yeah, let me just kind of expand on what Mark from the SAC just said, because it's important. First of all, with Donald Trump, you know, he did say early on, and he this is his idea of a joke, I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and I wouldn't lose any votes. And, you know, that part of it is a joke. But the people who were armed on January 6th had guns, many of them. They had AR-15s. They had guns. They had knives. They had brass knuckles. They had homemade spears with poles with spearheads on them. And he said, they're not here to harm me. Let's go up to the Capitol. Unleash them on what? Police officers guarding the Capitol who are outmanned and legislators. And I think you have to prosecute that conduct. That is beyond the pale. That is not just, oh, let's go after the last guy in office. Like, say, Biden leaves office and the next, if it's a Republican, prosecutes Biden for what? No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about violence. We are talking about a violent insurrection. And on Gableman, this absolutely kills me. First of all, why isn't Voss in this thing? Voss is the one that had the obligation of the open records laws. He hires Gableman. Let's say that Domino's Pizza hires a driver. If the driver speeds on the way to delivery, okay. If the driver pulls off, goes into a 7-Eleven with a gun, shoots the clerk to rob the 7-Eleven, Domino's is not going to pay his legal fees. Domino's not going to take responsibility. That was not within the purview of his employment. With Gableman, he made an off-color insult to the judge and a female lawyer on the other side about what she was doing to the judge in chambers. That is not something taxpayers should pay for. I mean, come on. That's not something that they should pay for, and they shouldn't pay Gableman's legal fees to defend it or defend the discipline of him. There are now four lawsuits against him, and three of them, judges have ordered him to stop destroying records. Why isn't Voss dragged in there? He's the principal. Gableman's the agent. If the agent commits misconduct, it's attributed to the principal. It's attributed to the principal. Voss said, well, I didn't even look at the request. I just gave it to Gableman. He said, well, I didn't look at it real strong. Yeah, they're deleting things. They're deleting things. And now we are paying for their defense to contempt. And we're the taxpayers. That's wrong. The Republican Party should be paying for this. Or the donors should be paying. Where's this Uline guy? What happened to him? Why isn't he donating money? They are raiding our treasury to defend misconduct and to defend an inquiry that is going nowhere and it's fraud in its inception. We're going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back at you.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.